podcast? I'd like to podcast. Can we podcast? I'd like to podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And with our very special guest,
Becky.
Yay!
Don't be fooled, folks. She's not that quiet.
No.
Ever.
I was the exception and not startled.
Everybody remain calm.
Yep.
Smooth moment movements.
Yep.
Don't make direct eye contact.
Don't jerk anything.
Don't jerk anything.
Her frill is out here.
Oh god damn it, Salsa.
The frill is
I already
extended.
Need a drink. What about you guys?
James, what are we drinking?
We are drinking tequila Shamrise. It includes no tequila.
What?
Then why do you call it anything tequila?
Because it's a Shamrise.
Right, yeah. Which is Orange Crush. It's supposed to be Orange Crush, cheap whiskey, and grenadine.
Spine?
That's funny. Okay.
No, it's not. Good REM reference. It's an REM reference.
Yeah. Well, you know, with as few
I'm
references
so glad
to
we let
REM
men do
we
comedy.
Have.
I just, you know, I'm so glad that we believe in you all so much to give you these opportunities.
By the way, Becky's here. This is going to be a real feminist show.
We did a good job.
Okay, really, what are we drinking?
The adults are talking
we're
now.
We're having a drink is what we're doing.
So, instead of using whiskey and grenadine, I just used the cherry whiskey that we have. So,
yay.
So this might be less
chairs.
Sweet. Cilantro.
That's drinkable.
That does not taste like booze. This is going to cause a problem for me.
Mine has a little bit of the booze flavor.
Mine's got a...
If you're looking for it. If you hadn't told me, I would have thought...
Oh my God, James, get out. Just leave. Leave right now.
No, it's bad. Okay. Leave it. We're moving past it.
Okay.
It tastes like college.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many colleges have you tasted?
All of them.
I didn't say it tastes like colleges. I said it tastes like college, as in my experience from college.
She purposely left the jizz out.
Whoa. All right. Whoa. Wow, this is going to be fun. Way to harass the guests right
now. Isn't it so nice how we let men do comedy? Isn't that so kind of us?
Look.
Clink. Okay.
I'm going to distance myself from that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may know Becky from Vilification Tennis. I mean, that's one of the ways I know her. If you guys hadn't figured it out by now, buckle the fuck up, kids.
I'm insulting.
So, Becky got to my house before the other two did. And so she came in and we sat down in the house, or on the couch. And then my kids got home. And my daughter and son just, they walk into the living room and they see her there and they just start, oh, hi, I'm going to start telling you about my day and I'm going to climb up in your lap and I'm just going to start telling you about all the things.
She just started picking up my necklace and I'm cool with it, you know.
Yeah.
Just moved in, super comfortable.
Yeah, no, we were fast friends. I made fast friends with your cat, fast friends with your children. I'm going to slowly replace you.
Apparently.
Can you speed that up?
Yeah. Yeah, we tell him all the time he can be replaced. Yeah. We'd like that.
Yeah. Your kids call me Papa now.
And Raiderly can't stop smiling. I don't know what's going on.
She's suddenly satisfied and
with choices
and
10 everything.
Years to her life.
I think asking Becky to be on the guest this week is the best decision I've made in months.
Yeah, can you guess next too?
Actually, no, I can't. I'm going to be on my way to Kansas City for the Super Bowl.
Do you got to remind us?
I'm sorry. I get to leave.
Yeah. For those of you listening in other countries or don't care about football, the American football Super Owl is going to be...
The fuck?
The Superb Owl.
Super
no.
Bowl. Bowel?
No.
Super Bowel.
The Super Bowel. I'll take the Super Bowel. Yeah.
Fair enough. Is going to be next weekend here in Minneapolis, and guess who really isn't happy
not
about
next
that?
Weekend, but next weekend, several people.
This coming weekend? Next.
First weekend of February, everybody. Weekend of February, everybody.
This next weekend is not the first weekend of February.
This coming weekend is not, but the next weekend is.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't even.
Welcome
right now.
To the end
Dear
of
Santa,
January.
I've been so good this year, and all I want is Salsa's death.
You gotta wait a whole year now.
Yeah, seriously, you should.
Like, you should have written that. Yeah, you should have written that to the Easter Bunny.
I was about to say.
Come on, man.
Do you think Saint Valentine?
The Groundhog's Day is coming up. Seriously,
Cupid's got an arrow.
Yeah,
he's already weaponized.
This explains so much.
Seriously,
much.
You have so many holidays you could be asking for.
I'm going to ask for it. I mean, every holiday.
Listen, we all saw the Leprechaun movie. There you go. There you go.
Yes,
that is a good.
Did I see the Leprechaun movie?
Probably not.
If you haven't, what the fuck are you doing with your life? You would love it.
Has she seen?
No,
Casablanca.
Good one. Good one. Okay, you know what? Let's just talk about Humphrey Bogart for a moment.
Oh my god.
Sure. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh god.
Can we just yes?
Yes.
And yes.
And yes.
Oh yes.
Just with the look. With
the eyes down and the eyes go up. Oh, and the eyes go down and the eyes go up.
The head and the eyes, and then the eyes go up first, and then the head goes up with like follows.
And then that smooth baritone voice.
Oh my god, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have found out is Jenna and Becky both like a guy in a fedora. So up
to
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Do not generalize my attractions. I don't need your labels.
Oh my
god. I am specifically saying that Humphrey Bogart is hot. He's like that kind of build where you're not sure if he's a little overweight or just really muscly. Right. And I dig that.
And you want to find out.
You know?
You really want to find out.
Russell.
Oh, okay.
Or Kurt Douglas,
so
Kurt Douglas.
Yep. We've got people who wear fedoras.
Kurt Russell's also adorable, by the way.
He's cute.
Yes. And like that whole thing with him and Goldie Hawn, like that's just adorable. Like that's cute. The kind of love I want. I want to Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. That's who I want.
Delightful.
So anyway, what you guys been up to?
Who the fuck cares? Talk about more people.
I know, right? Let's find out who else she thinks is hot. Because the more she makes orgasm noise, the less Jenna makes orgasm noise.
That's true. Unless she mentions somebody that I'm
then
also
you're
into.
Then you're both making orgasm noises together.
Yeah, okay.
And
then that's just a Wednesday, darling.
Yeah, but after you're gone next week, what can you guess? Okay.
Do you really want me to come back, James?
At some point.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I make you look good. It's fine.
I didn't think anybody could make James look good.
I don't know if that's
the case. Let me rephrase that. I make you look better.
High five.
That I am associated with all of you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Salsa, what you been up to?
What was I up to? I was on a podcast.
The hell you say?
I know, right?
What? I don't believe you.
I know, right?
Damn
it's happening right now.
Oh shit! Blew my mind, man.
It was not this podcast. Okay, so then we'll
start off with that then. Jeez.
No, I gotta keep the audience in suspense.
There was no suspense. No, was nobody really cared.
No, I was on the Ballycast, a podcast for Circus and Sideshow.
Like an actual podcast, not this shit.
Yeah.
Damn, yo.
Thanks, guys. Like,
With production value and editing.
It's only a real podcast because you're here.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Usually this is shit. So
yeah.
No, but like a tried and true like the
like an actual interview and like, then editing and making me sound good.
Whoa, editing?
Yeah.
I don't
like a lot of editing.
You need a lot of editing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yes I do. I got done with the interview and I was like, I sounded like an asshole. And then I listened to the episode and went, what?
Aww, I'm so smart.
I put on
the Humphrey Bogart filter.
Where do I get one of those? Because I will just put that on everyone.
It's pretty simple. All you need to do is learn how to swallow a sword. To be fair, any other carny skill. And then get invited to be on the podcast.
I breathe fire.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, but fucking everybody breathes fire now.
I know.
I don't.
Oh. Fucking everybody breathes fire.
In all fairness, though, I do handle the wet blankets and have 911 on speed dial for when we do breathe fire at parties.
Oh.
The wet blanket, James?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Well
done.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we, listen, y'all, it's called vomit and it rises.
That took a turn.
So
let's just... That took a turn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wasn't I expecting that one.
All right, so anyway, you were on this podcast.
Yeah, no, it's a guy who he's been a like circuit or a party like balloon artist or you know, things like that throughout his career, and he's an old retired guy now. But he started this podcast about 10 years ago. There's only one episode every month though.
Okay.
So his output's not nearly as stupid as ours is.
Yeah.
I probably have talked about it in the past. You know, he's had some mm-hmm. serious like movers and shakers in the sideshow world on that show, like Brett Loudermilk and Reggie Boumouchet and Some other people who you probably won't recognize the names of, but are heroes of mine. I contacted him a little bit before Christmas, and I was just like, hey, by the way, if you ever were interested, I'd be interested in being interviewed. And he was like, got back to me like within an hour. I was like,
nice.
Yes, let's set something up.
Very
he was
cool.
Like, what? Damn. Which immediately set on a panic attack.
I believe that.
Yeah.
But no, I talked to him and he, you know, over the phone. He's from like Virginia, I think. Then a few days later, the episode came out, and like I said, it was very, very heavily edited. But basically, cut out all of the ums and the ands and the you know,
the things that we should be doing. In the
yeah,
podcast.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
I recognize what an looks like
yeah.
now from editing the Awfulcopter for 4 years.
God.
Fuck.
Just looking at the jumpy blue lines.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. But the episode is a little over an hour and a half, I'd say,
okay.
usually, and the interview is usually about half an hour of it.
All right.
And the rest of the podcast is things like old talk, you know, recordings of talkers doing their bally and he has for, you know, like $1.99 you can buy PDFs of old like carny games and like carny setups and concessions and things
Whoa.
Like that and,
oh, very cool.
and yeah no this is like yeah. and all of this carny and sideshow stuff mm-hmm. you know blueprints and flyers and you know he it's really an all in like
he's like the carny connection.
Basically, you know, like nice. he is also the guy who runs an online like carny lingo dictionary.
Ooh. Mm.
So, you know, circus and sideshow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you know, all this really crazy stuff that you can find on his website, active performers and archival stuff. And it's really, really interesting, and I encourage anybody to honestly go and listen to not just the interviews, but some of the other stuff, because he does recordings, like I said, and every episode will have, like, a song that was written about the sideshow, you know? So you'll have these, like, 50s recordings about people, you know, singing songs about being whatchamacallit,
and they let you on
the sideshow. Yeah, no,
it's, like this all sounds super legit, and I'm like,
It is. And I was, you? Which is why I was super shocked when he said, yes, absolutely. And then I was on, and then I listened to my episode, and I actually sounded like I knew what I was talking about. And I was like, what? And I totally plugged this podcast, yeah, too. So,
oh, shit.
So if you're here from there, expect the quality to go down.
Significantly.
Next
once
episode, though, because we've got Becky here today. So,
well, can I actually tell you a secret? So what? I love to brag to my normal friends that I have carny friends because they just think it's hilarious. Like, they just think it's so fascinating. Like, yeah. I'll tell them, like, oh, yeah, no, I go over to my friend's house and we blow, and they blow, you know, they blow fire and breathe fire and swallow swords and try different weird stuff. And yeah, I'm the one who holds the phone and has 911 already punched in, just needs to go hit send, and then we're ready to go.
Gotta have a spotter. Right.
Yeah, that's my job. I know my job.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, no, that's my big like news, and I will post a link to that show in show notes because I am quite pleased with how it turned out. Indeed. Honestly, what else did I do? I think all of us are going to talk about this, I'm sure, at some point. But holy fuck, did it snow?
Oh yeah.
Listen, we're Minnesotans. If we don't talk about the weather at some point, our heads literally explode.
Really, yes.
It's really the only good thing.
It's because
that's how people from other places tell you're from Minnesota, like in California, because you talk about the weather.
Yeah.
And if one of the first sentences out of your mouth is about the weather, they know exactly where you're from.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because also, we are the most uninteresting people on the entire planet.
Pretty much. Pretty much that, yeah.
It's the only thing we really have to brag about other than fishing.
Well, it's just, it's because it's surprise, their weather surprises us. Like, oh my god, it is so nice out here. What is
it's,
this?
It's 20 degrees out. It is
what
gorgeous.
Is this? Look at that. You can see everything. Oh my god.
It is 33 degrees and things are thawing. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Back home, I haven't seen the outside of my snowsuit in like a month.
I'm going to wear the short boots today.
It's 30. Shit, I'm going to throw boots. On my shorts.
Jenna, all your boots are short boots.
Piss off. Stop being accurate.
Oh, it's a short joke.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man,
yeah.
You really deal with some highbrow comedy, don't you?
Yeah, you never...
No, all of my comedy is lowbrow. Because I'm short. Okay.
You never want to start dating somebody in the winter? You never want to start dating somebody in the winter because you don't find out until spring what they look like? Without a parka on?
That's the only way I get dates. You shut the hell up.
I love it. It's like a Kinder Egg surprise.
Happy Easter.
Just eat your way to the middle.
Oh, my God.
Oh. We broke Jenna. She's broken. She's on skip.
Let's play Where Do the Layers End and the Person Begin?
Not as far as you think.
I just thought it was a puffy coat.
Nope. It's all me, baby. It's a fleece jacket.
So my first girlfriend, she honestly used to say this to me. She goes, yes, you may be skinnier than me, but if we both fell in a frozen lake, you'd die first.
Yes.
Whenever my boyfriend...
I can't believe that was a first girlfriend.
I used to have an ex, and whenever he would get upset about his weight, because I tend to date bigger guys, go figure. But every time I just be like, hey, don't feel bad. Tits float. So nice. Like, you know, you'll always float.
Mm-hmm.
They all float down here.
Whoa.
Anyway, we had a good solid foot of snow. It took the plows for freaking ever to get to
there
my
was
house.
A lot.
It the plow didn't come by my house until a couple hours ago. Yeah. So I was honestly not
they
sure.
They still haven't hit my side street. Yeah. And I almost hit a car going down because I got to go down a side street to get into my parking lot. And I literally almost hit a parked car because I was just all over the place.
Well, the school system apparently had a huge snafu. Because Minneapolis and St. Paul did not close school yesterday while it was snowing.
Oh,
no, but they closed it today, though.
They closed it today.
But
yesterday,
Nope.
I know they sent kids home early, and like we
not from Minnesota, not the city public school system.
Oh, really? Because I had some friends who, because all my friends at work had to, like, a couple of my friends at work had to leave work early to go pick up their kids because their kids were getting sent home early.
Oh. Yeah, not
so much, not all of them, but
no,
some of them.
The Minneapolis and the St. Paul public schools.
Oh my God,
Jessa usually gets home about 45 minutes after school.
Uh-huh.
2 hours later,
oh, shit.
And I'm just like standing there with hot cocoa. Yeah. Like,
no, my wife is a teacher for the Minneapolis school system, okay. And she was not happy about it. Mm. Apparently, there were some kids that were still getting home at 11 p.m.
Holy goodness!
Yeah, like the St. Paul school police department was giving people rides home because buses were getting stuck, and it was a terrible mess. And St. Paul public schools put out the biggest bullshit apology of all time. They were like, there was no way we could have known when all of the fucking news reporters were saying we're going to get fucking 12 inches.
I canceled a workshop because I knew.
Yeah.
They're like, how are we supposed to know? The weather reporters were actually right.
Read a newspaper. Check an app. Figure it out.
Yeah.
So, look. No, it was
outside.
Look outside.
Look outside. Just,
well, because
see that snow that's coming in? Horizontal.
Cloud with the frowny face on the horizon.
That's not a good sign. That's an omen.
A friend of mine posted the most brilliant picture of his car. And he goes, apparently there was wind last night because there's his car parked on the street. And like, it looks like he's got this, you know, those semi trucks that have the big, like, kind of square cone on the back to reduce air resistance. He's got one of those of snow on the back of his car, and the front and the sides are just clean from the wind.
It says a mohawk,
but it's got it had this huge mohawk sticking off the back of his car. It was pretty great.
Awesome.
My
hatchback is now a station wagon.
Yeah, no, the roads were bad, and it took me forever to do the sidewalks last
night. I worked from home yesterday.
As did
and
I.
Then again today.
As did I.
And I didn't have to drive anywhere last night.
I went to
my
work
show got canceled.
Today and yesterday, and I got to drive home in that yesterday.
Fuck.
15 minutes took me an hour because I skipped 94. If I had gone down 94, I'd have been easily.
Oh,
Oh, there was a line up 394 to get on 94 West.
Shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole exit ramp was full of cars.
Yeah.
Like, you expect that going 94 East off of 394, but not West. I've gone home that way every day for the last 3 years.
Fuck.
It's never happened before.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, but Minnesotans do not know how to drive. And I know I'm supposed to feel real bad because you're driving slow and whatever. Go home. Just go home. Just stay home. Just stop. You're just, you're going to kill me.
If the road is two lanes and you can see where the two lanes are, pick a lane.
Right.
Like, no, I get it if visibility's bad and you know,
you got five feet in front of you, by all means,
pick the middle of the road and go with it.
That's fine.
But if you're on University and it's the plow's already been down, pick a lane.
Yeah.
You don't need to go down the middle.
You don't,
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Like, I'm just, like, that is the most stressful part of all of this. Is like, I don't care about the snow. I will drive in the snow until... till the cows come home or whatever. Yeah. I don't care. See other people that make it so terrible.
That's
why I hate driving. Like, I would love to drive on roads that had nobody else.
If there was no people.
You know how much driving we would get done if the apocalypse happened?
And then somebody would step on her glasses.
Oh.
Well, now you're just being a dick, Twilight Zone.
No, that's why, like...
I'm sorry, but that was a really dick move in the Twilight Zone.
No,
That was just, like,
that,
there was
honestly,
nothing learned in that.
That broke
my
heart.
Look at this poor man who's constantly picked on and harassed by everyone around him. And finally he's left to his own devices and will live a life of ease and content.
What was the name of the guy who created the Twilight Zone?
Rod Serling.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
No, like... I seriously, that episode broke my heart. When I felt so bad.
I built a library of my own. I named it the Henry Bemis Memorial Library. And it, we had a photo, a framed photo from the Twilight Zone of him smiling and holding a book with his glasses on. And then underneath, there was the quote, "Time enough at last." Just,
oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, and then it was...
If you don't consider what happened...
You are such a fucking nerd. What a surprise.
Yeah. Like, that is not a secret.
It wasn't the glasses.
Did not tell you what
like,
was
no, but
happen.
Like the depth of that nerdiness had not been discovered yet. And like...
By the way...
This is a deep sea dive, and we are discovering new depths and weirder creatures as we go.
We need to put that in the brochure.
A lot of translucent.
There will be booze and also deep dives.
Deep nerd diving.
The other thing is my wife and I went out to eat.
I really shouldn't judge.
My wife went out to dinner on Friday.
Don't let that stop you.
You were able to?
We went to the soft opening of a new restaurant.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that... What's a soft opening?
A soft opening is basically it's by invitation, and it is a chance for a new restaurant to kind of work the kinks out, and the staff and the waiters to kind of go, okay, this is how we do things here, and the people who go know that they are in for a possibly bad night.
Oh my God, it's like going to the lab.
It is exactly like going to the lab
and you don't
restaurant.
Know what you're going to get.
Yeah, this is the first time the cooks have had to cook the food at a actual restaurant capacity. This is the first time the waiters and waitresses have been asked the questions that they're going to be asked. This is the first time the bartenders are going to have to make the drinks at speed and stuff like that. So it's kind of working out all those kinks and kind of seeing where the problems are, where we need to improve things. The people give feedback on the food and the service and kind of, things are working really well here. This is a problem, things like that. And it's just a chance for the restaurant to go, where do we need to improve before we actually open to the public?
Yeah, right.
A coworker of my wife's is one of the co-owners of this restaurant, so which is how she got the invite.
Nice.
It makes sense that she got it and you didn't.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God.
No
absolutely.
Idea.
Yeah, okay.
But it's in Calhoun Square, and it is a vegetarian restaurant.
Okay.
And I believe it opens tomorrow. Mm. It's called Fig and Pharaoh.
That sounds vegetarian.
Very vegetarian, yes.
Yeah.
But it's vegetarian only. They sell mushroom jerky in like their little sales area.
Okay.
Oh my God, you are so losing me right now.
Yeah, no.
I'm not gonna lie, you lost me at vegetarian.
Absolutely. I went
mushroom jerky. It sounds good.
No, here's the thing. I like me some meat.
I want to try it.
It was fun.
Mm. Yeah.
I
probably will not be going back.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
and that's fine. I probably personally won't be going back. But I encourage people to give it a try.
Did you try the mushroom jerky? Like, this is important to me.
No, I didn't have the mushroom jerky.
Motherfucking Jack Ops jerky.
What I did have...
I need to know.
I did have one of the things this they have. One of the things they have is honey roasted mixed nuts in cayenne.
So you get that
sweet and spicy honey nuts, and that was really good. Their hummus was really good.
I suppose.
Hummus and baba ganoush. And then they had some... Then they've got some other dishes that name
sounds so made up. Baba ganoush. I know what it is, it's a funny word.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of kind of Middle Eastern dishes that are kind of... they had one that was... like tomatoes and eggplant with like roasted quail eggs on top or something, and I was a little confused how vegetarian restaurants have eggs on it.
Well, it depends on the type of vegetarian. Vegans tend to avoid.
Yeah,
eggs.
This was not vegan. There was definitely dairy and cheese and things like that all over the place. Their bread is a mixture. It's kind of a hybrid between naan and pita.
Okay.
So it's kind of a fluffier, thicker pita, almost.
That sounds kind of fucking awesome.
It is actually very good. They call it pan. Huh. Pita and naan. But the pon with the hummus and baba ganoush, actually legitimately really, really good.
I believe.
They
I have my doubts.
By all means, reserve judgment. Because honestly, some of I like meat too, and there was some of the dishes that left me wanting more.
Meat, like chicken.
Some of them needed.
Can I get this to go across the street to Famous Dave's?
I honestly yes. I felt like some of the dishes could really benefit from rice or potatoes or something solid,
proteiny.
Yeah, exactly. So just something starchy. Yeah, because some of them were just like vegetables in a vegetable sauce, and it was kind of okay. Like there's nothing.
You can have too many vegetables. Really, here. It's true. Don't listen to your moms, everybody.
I
stopped listening. They had a
potato and sweet potato bake that was really good. It was like in this creamy sauce. Super, super good that was. And they have a pureed beet with like yogurt and mint, which was really good. Super good. But yeah,
you're not selling me on the beet.
No, and that's completely okay. I probably will not go to this restaurant again. My wife will absolutely be going again. The food is fine. Don't get me wrong. Really not my thing. So, but I don't want to, you know, spoil it for anyone else and color their
opinion. If you're vegetarian, we got a new restaurant for you.
Absolutely.
It's called Foxy Falafel.
No, we're talking about this one. What was it? Fig and Farrell.
Fig and Farrell.
Yeah.
The other downside is it was a Calhoun Square, so I mean,
right? Yeah. Like it just seems like hipster upon hipster. Really, like it's hipster squared.
I'm sad about Calhoun Square because when I was growing up, that's where I hung out, and that's where like it was
everything good ends.
It was awesome in the 90s when like it was just like when it was the more alternative kind of whatever before it got
it was
taken
the
over
pre-hipster
by,
and now it's hipster
over
by
the suburbanites. It was actually like in-town people, though, like actual Minneapolis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
It's quail egg has hatched.
But, yeah, like that Calhoun Square used to be my hangout with my other Minneapolis friends from the area. Mm-hmm. And, like, fucking, we'd just bum around to the tiny mall.
Well, I mean,
and now it's not that. And
well, because it used to be that you lived in your 20s, you lived in Uptown, in your 30s, you live in Northeast. That's always sort of been the transition of hipsters. Yeah. And that's and that's since, you know, since forever.
The transition of hipsters is my new Led Zeppelin cover.
That should be the album. A little long for a couple.
But like the problem is now is that Uptown is so ridiculously expensive that it's not people in their 20s anymore. It's yuppie 30s who still want to think they're in their 20s. Yeah. And like it's just gross. Or 20 or people in their 20s who have no business like existing at all.
Yeah.
So all 20-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, listen, I don't trust anyone born after 1990. Like at all.
It's now the opposite.
I mean, I trust my daughter more than I trust
Listen, much love to you and your family. I don't trust anyone born after 1990.
What year was your daughter born?
2000.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, now you're feeling old, aren't you? She's an adult in 6 months.
I was in high school. I saw you perform Phil when I was 12.
I graduated the year after she was born.
Yep.
I'm the youngest one in the group.
Yeah, you are. Oh, yeah, you are.
That never happens.
Hey, James, what you been up to?
Aside from shoveling snow and shoving cars, it was so fucking awesome to help people, though, because so many people needed help, it felt good to assist them. I was sad that they were stuck, but I was glad that I could be there and push their cars.
I saw a lot of people on Facebook talking about how many people they were, like, just the communities getting together and going, somebody needs that push.
I appreciate that.
That is Minnesota, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I drove past all of them.
always right.
I wasn't out here. Yeah, I grew up in the Midwest. I was born in Oklahoma, but we moved when I was like an infant. So.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. That made so much sense to you all now. Because people from Oklahoma are fucking assholes.
I don't know. They're okay.
Get the fuck out, kid. Go.
Hi, everybody.
You don't have to make me another drink.
Oh, all right.
Actually, no, funny story. I am actually an Okie from Muskogee. We lived in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Oh my god.
Where even the squares can have a ball. Yep.
Oh my god.
And I got siblings who have done their absolute best to lose their accents, but they have not entirely.
Oh my lord. I'm having flashbacks.
I don't do such a great drawl, but you know.
Well,
there's this real nice, and especially when they get angry. Oh my god, it is so funny.
I believe you.
When my sister gets mad, her accent, her drawl comes out, and
delightful.
Excellent.
While he's mixing drinks, Jenna, what you been up to?
What the hell have I been up to? I wasn't out at all in the snow, so I didn't help anybody, but I also didn't get in anybody's way.
Good job.
Fist bump.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I know,
there.
Right?
Thank you for that.
Yeah. That's how I helped. And I had hot cocoa for Jessa when she finally made it back.
Not wasting our taxpayer money.
Yep. Let's see. What else did I do? I did the retro game show night on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Woo. Yeah.
Always a good time.
Oh, it was a fantastic time. I got to do a match game. And my celebrity, or not match game, pyramid. Sorry. And my family lead competitor, local celebrity counterpart, was Gordon Smooter.
Oh.
Who I have not gotten to talk much. He is a local puppeteer guy. Mm-hmm. Had something to do with like TV and Berman and like all these other really good puppet things.
He's legit.
He's legit.
Been in projects.
So did you have a little bit of imposter syndrome?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd done it before and he hadn't.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
So like.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, oh my god, you're awesome and amazing, but this is my territory.
You will fail here.
You're in Jennatown now.
And I mean, he totally did better than me. But I didn't have that feeling going into it. So, you know, that helped.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, no, we had a really good time.
What are you pouring now?
We had
Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Yes. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
Okay, I'm good. But yeah, and I showed up early for Jester's improv again. And I just like I like to go there and just make a night of it. Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'm there to
because
perform
you can.
In quotes, perform yeah. in quotes. But I can get there early.
So accurate. Nice of us.
What, where you came early?
And then made a night of it.
Made a night of it. Yeah, I did. But then, and to just play some pinball and eat
Thank you.
Concession stand food and drink.
Whatever.
Fucking,
yeah.
Yeah. All of the drinks. All of the fun drinks. So, yeah. No, I love going there. It's like my new Friday night thing. And... Yeah, did that. I honestly don't remember what I did. The snow just like wiped my memory. we had the Fearless Company party.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What was that? I missed
that.
That
was
oh dear. Was there drama?
Oh,
no,
God,
there wasn't.
There was so much drama. There was all the drama.
I missed all the drama.
That
Jenna.
One girl called that other girl.
She has such a problem. Like, have
she
you
really does.
Have you seen?
Oh my god!
Have you seen? She's got that one eye that does
the
thing.
With
it's
the
just
thing.
A little lopsided,
just, but a little
just
bit. A little like, just
like if you weren't
to, like,
paying attention, you
exactly
wouldn't
exactly that.
It. But if you
right.
stare at her real hard, it's
yeah.
super
like,
noticeable.
Then
you don't
see
notice it,
it,
but
then
you
can't
just feel
stop
weird.
You can't do this.
Then
you're
yeah.
not. You're not. You're not allowed.
No,
that's sexist.
No, you're just bad at it.
This has nothing to do with your gender and everything to do with you as a human being. No,
I just want to fit in.
Well, you don't. No.
For the first time
also,
in your life.
Also, I don't want to fit in. Have you met
right.
me?
True. So, company party. It was a really good time. It was a lot of people hanging out, chilling, chit-chatting. There was some drunken... yes.
Shooting some people all the time.
And a couple... No, you're not going to rope me into this. God damn it, I hate you people. Okay. No, but...
Did you go to that party, James?
I was not prepared for the coffee. So, James and I were there. I knew it should have been there.
But
you watched him pour the coffee.
I know, but I just... It's a prize. I was startled. Right?
I love the Dr.
All right, no
T's,
sudden movements. No sudden movements. God.
The frill is out.
Oh, God. If you don't want it, we can trade.
No,
otherwise...
no, it's fine. Okay. It's fine. It just,
she was startled.
Surprised by it. That's all. I was
I'm really glad
startled.
You switched to surprise. Oh, you went back to startled. I mean,
so of the four of us here in Fearless, only 50% went to the party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And
listen, I could not handle people.
Here's the thing.
I didn't know either. I'm not judging.
I love going to a party with like my friends, and a lot of the people in the company are my friends, and that's fantastic.
Right.
But going to a party at Tim Wick's house, it just kind of throws my entire internal balance.
Good way to get rear-ended.
It's God damn it.
But
that was okay. So yeah, like the whole idea of having a party at Tim Wick's house just throws me. Like, I'm just like, fucking, but Tim doesn't party.
He knows how to get down. He knows how to boogie.
Okay.
I mean, not really.
Him, no,
I mean,
number
not really.
One, this is
But
exactly.
I mean, like, white guy
number
version
two,
of that.
Like, no, I think you just insulted an awful lot of white guys right now.
I don't fucking care.
All right. White guy get down, is that like where he tries to do the robot and just twitches for a little bit?
Listen.
That means yes.
Yeah.
Becky, I treasure your friendship.
God,
I tolerate you real well.
Uh-huh. I appreciate that.
But yeah, it was a lovely evening full of theater conversations and drunken shenanigans. But I think for me, the absolute best part of the evening was Eric Thompson.
I already
something.
Don't believe this story.
You know, in all fairness, that I want to point out that this started because
this is
of
your
what
fault.
This is my fault because of the post I made, and this was
fault.
All decided off of my post
it
that
was.
I had nothing to do with, except that I posted this thing.
Yeah,
continue. I just wanted proper credit.
Okay. No, I was gonna get there, but
I don't wait for no man or woman.
That's fair.
To take my credit.
But what Eric brought to this party were Jello shots.
Yeah,
huh? That were blue and orange with a
just
little
get
bit
to
of
the
a,
point.
They were Tide Pod Jello shots.
Yes,
and they were amazing.
Were they good?
They were really good.
They were really good, really tasty. He's got like a little mold that he used to get the shape right.
I saw pictures of them. They looked amazing.
He is going to make these again.
Oh, good.
Whether he knows it or not, he is going to make these again.
No, I haven't had a Jello shot in so long. Like
I know, and
there was some at that New Year's Eve party, but like I was sticking to wine because I needed to make it that night. Like
right? I had a few more of those than I intended to have.
Jello shots?
Yeah. Ooh. They were really tasty, and they were right next to me.
So Becky posts about kids eating Tide Pods.
I wanted to try one to see what all the fuzz was about. Like, I'm not going to actually do it.
No.
But it's
no,
like,
no.
Jesus,
it's
why
curiosity
are we all, you
in
know,
the back of your
I was
head.
Just curious. Yeah.
So she posts the thing, and then I write, I really want to make a cocktail about this now. And then Eric Thompson goes... I bet I could use molecular gastronomy to make this. And we all went, this is a terrible idea that you should do.
Uh-huh. And then we all encouraged it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's how theater works.
Ta-da!
We believe in each other.
Yay. So, yeah, it was a good time.
Were they good, though?
Yeah.
Yes, I just said. Repeatedly, I said how amazing they were and how I couldn't
you
stop eating
amazing,
them.
You said amazing, but that doesn't necessarily mean they taste good.
I also said that they tasted good.
I don't listen to you.
I know you don't listen to me, Salsa.
I listen to you, Jenna.
Thank you, Becky.
You were saying, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
I'm so glad you're here right now.
I'm glad you're here right now.
I'm so glad that we let the men do comedy. They really,
yes. You're really
they
not.
Really need
they,
a boost.
They
do. Need that morale boost. They can do
they
it.
Can't.
Someday, and they're going to be funny.
So
they're working so hard at it.
You know? I'd like to say it's lucky they're pretty, but nope.
No. Okay. And the other thing that I got to do at the company party, Duck and I got to discuss an upcoming show that we're working on together.
Okay.
And he had finally got to see the space. So we're trying to figure out like how we were going to organize things. And we ended up using a cutting board and a couple of knives to like indicate where the wall would go.
That's
and where
not
the
intimidating
is.
At all.
It was fantastic.
Let me stick knives in this board.
Well, we didn't
like
stick them in the board. Yeah, we just set them on the board to kind of.
You were playing the five finger game until I was, you figured out how the theater
I mean,
went.
Bob came up to me suddenly. He startled me and I had a knife in my hand. Like, that almost went poorly for him.
You know?
I mean.
When a woman's handling cutlery, don't make a sudden movement.
Don't fucking, no. Don't do that.
Don't
startle.
I just turned around.
I hate it. That makes me so angry.
He's behind me and I just turn around with a knife in my hand and I'm like,
this had better be good.
And he just kind of looked at me and walked away. I'm like, that.
We didn't get into like a fight, but I had words with my roommate and like, it was like a good conversation.
Okay.
But as I was letting off some steam, I was putting dishes in the sink, and at one point I grabbed a knife and then turned to say something and realized that I was holding a knife and I was like, first of all, I'm gonna put this down so that I am not intimidating when I say this. Because I am a scary person when I am angry.
It's important to know your presentation.
You know,
trying to communicate effectively.
I know what a scary person I am. Even when I get, even if I'm not angry at you, if I'm just worked up about something,
right.
I am terrifying.
It's, yeah.
Like, especially if you're a mild-mannered person,
mm-hmm.
I look like a raging, like...
Force
you know,
of nature.
Like, well, yeah, you know, you see those videos of the guy who, like, gets out of the car and, like, starts pounding on the window of the guy who, like, cut him off. That's me. Like, that is what I look like
that's
when I am
angry. You don't actually do that.
I don't do that kind of thing, but that's what I look
that
like.
That's what
I look like when I'm angry. Yeah. I am not... a gentle person.
I usually have just the cold mom stare, which it does the job.
Like that's the first level.
It's not what I'm trying. I'm not trying to do it. I just, you have now made me angry to the point where I'm either going to cold mom stare or leave, and you don't want me to leave.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, yeah. Salsa.
I do.
He wants you to leave. That's his joke. See, here's the thing, what's going on right now is that this isn't a visual medium. But when you said you don't want me to leave, he raised his hand so that no one can understand the joke. None of you can understand this joke. It's only for the four of us. Thank you so much for that visual bit of comedy.
She has grasped our podcast quite well.
Yeah. No, she's did that's yep.
Visual comedy.
Visual
in audio
comedy.
No, that is AON, ladies and gentlemen.
Comedy
in a podcast.
On an audio medium.
Yep.
Can we make that be? No, I still like Buckle for the Sex.
Visual
but can we put that in a tagline somewhere?
Look,
if you could have
a radio show of a ventriloquist dummy.
I'm going to, like, seriously, I'm going to need you to trademark that and TM that with my name next to it, below it, if you put that on any of your promotional stuff, because I wait for no one to give me credit.
Oh, my God.
Notice.
Oh my God.
Listen, I have had to give a lot of credit to men over the last 32 years,
right.
And you don't get it no more.
I mean, I can't argue with her.
No, yeah.
Everything she says is accurate, and I can verify all of it.
So Nathan Gerber,
yeah.
To this day, I guess I don't know, we haven't discussed it recently, but. As far as I know, to this day, will not admit that I won the 2016 amateur show. He tells everybody that he coached the winning amateur because he coached Greg. And so every time I do a Fearless show or I do a show that I think he might go to that has a program, I always make sure to include that I was the 2016 amateur winner in all of my bios.
Yeah. Fucking, even Tim calls you the winner.
Yeah, like well, everyone calls me the winner except for Nathan. Like, because I won.
Was there any confusion as to
I
the
no,
didn't
think so.
There really wasn't.
Well, apparently Nathan thinks there is. And don't get me wrong, I love Nathan. I think he is joking, but at the same time, in the back of my brain, going, "Yes, white man, please take some more. please take credit for some more of the accomplishments I have made.
Whoa, I have plenty.
You can have one."
Becky, he is not taking credit for accomplishments of yours. He's taking accomplishments for a black man.
From a black man.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. And denying me. About, so he's taking, a, yes. yes, he's denying a black man and denying the woman yes. credit.
Right,
he's
exactly.
He's denying my
exactly.
credit.
There we
so,
go. Let's be clear about what the white dude's doing.
Way to go, Nathan just, Gerber.
I would just like to take this moment to remind people how many times Jenna has taken credit for the winners of the Vilification Tennis Show.
That's because the credit was
yeah
mine.
When it's
right.
That, when it's deserved.
Five of them, bitches.
You know, no shit. Have we covered what we've been up to, or?
And I think, and James, did you have anything else?
We'll focus
on you in the second half. Dear.
No, I mean,
oh,
at,
good.
At
that's
this
the
point,
best
we
part.
Just,
yeah.
I've written
this point,
them down.
We could just say
week.
Fuck the break and just go if you want.
We could do that.
I mean, I'm fine with whatever. Oh, all right.
James, go.
I'm
we'll
gonna
just
be
keep
publishing
going.
This year. And ooh. The idea that I've had that
oh,
I'm going
like
to be
published publishing or what?
Well, like Amazon publishing.
It counts.
The idea that I've had is
like
to
Pablo
sell...
publishing.
I feel like he's a lot more legitimate than I am.
I would argue that. Continue.
but I'm going to be publishing. If once I polish some of the stories,
poetry or short stories,
Like children's stories, that kind of stuff. In order to publish them for like 50 cents or a buck, something like that, digitally, and then have more expensive versions with artwork if people like those stories.
Who's
and
going
then,
to do the artwork?
Probably me, because I'm should. Really work on my artwork. Otherwise, if I can get artists that are amazing,
I've got a list of 50 for you.
I was just going to say, like, honestly,
we don't
like,
know any
here's the point that I just want to say, and it's just don't George Lucas yourself. Don't do everything. Because that's how you get the prequels. Source that out.
Oh, God.
Source that out, and then let another artist tell your story, because then it'll add so much more to your
but
story.
But it's going to depend entirely on layers. How well the just the text-only stories
oh,
sell.
Oh, sure.
Because I insist on paying. I want to pay somebody for their time, and I want to be able to pay them fairly.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
oh, yeah. No, that makes sense.
And then my other thing is... I would like to do audiobooks of the stories as a collection, like have a slightly more expensive audiobook with somewhere, you know, 5-8 short stories together and just read them or have people read them. But again, I would want to pay the people who are reading them. So it's going to depend on how well the short stories sell. Otherwise, I'm going to be doing the George Lucas thing and doing the art and the audio myself, which is going to end up with a not as good product.
Just saying, that's how you get the prequels.
But yeah, I have selected 3 stories so far.
I was about
far.
To do a Jar Jar impression, and I just couldn't bring myself.
Thank you for not doing that. That's something they would
that
have
is,
done.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like there are some lines even I won't cross.
Yeah,
he hasn't found them yet. And I'm sure that they exist.
Yeah.
And I close, you know, mouse traps on my tongue. So if there is something I won't do, it's pretty bad.
On a scale of 1 to salsa, how stupid is
that scale is catching on.
It is,
by the way.
Is it really?
Yes, I have heard it in at least 2 other podcasts.
Yes,
it's fucking amazing.
Oh my god!
On a scale of 1 to salsa, how dumb is it?
Are you fucking? I want to hear these now.
I'm so pleased.
My stupidity makes me proud.
Yes. It makes
yeah,
sense.
No, you are a white dude.
I feel like there's something circular here.
Super white dude.
I'm
super, super white
me.
Dude.
I'm Sideshow. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, you remember that point in the podcast when Becky lost it and killed everybody in the room because she just couldn't tolerate it anymore?
We really should take a break and have a cigarette.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on here.
I don't know how audible that eye roll was.
But it was pretty impressive.
But it was pretty, yeah.
Like, listen, this is, that's, I kind of feel visual like comedy on an audio medium. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
She knows our show. I'm telling you. Do we want to take a break then?
But yeah, that's, I mean, that's,
I could use a cigarette.
Yeah, I could also use a cigarette.
Cigarette break it is. Ladies and gentlemen, smoking. We'll be right back after this.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. And check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. I'll send you a thing.
Okay.
And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Becky.
Yay! Woo! She got it.
Yep. Another person who catches on quick. I love it so. All right.
Excellent.
Did we finish what we were up to?
I mean,
basically, all right, yay, we get to talk to Becky now.
Oh, hi.
Like we haven't been
like
doing
we
that.
Haven't, yeah.
Exactly.
Ignored me the whole time.
Some guests are a little more vocal than others, I'm just saying.
I'm mouthy.
You figured out that you can interrupt us at any time, and that's okay.
Listen, whether I can or I can't, I'm going to.
Exactly.
So.
That is the kind of guest we like.
I've discovered not my shy. Inner male comedian.
Accurate.
Wow. Nice.
No, that's literally what I've been telling people over the last year is that I've found my inner male comedian. So I take credit and I laugh at my own jokes and I get mad at you when you don't find me funny. And
yes.
No, that's all right. That's legit.
Yeah,
I like
no,
that.
I
yeah.
just, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, if it works for men, it'll work for me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that being the case, this is all about you.
Oh, dear.
Tell us about you.
Tell me about you.
Tell us about
okay,
yourself.
Well, okay, so I know.
What?
I know.
What do you find funny?
Shit. I want to know the answer to that question.
Actually,
fuck my intro.
So, funny enough, Colin Quinn is going to be in town in March.
No shit.
And you've asked me this question, because who is your favorite comedian, or which comedian inspires your work the most? Colin Quinn is it. Like,
okay.
I love Colin Quinn. I
can see it.
Swear to God, Colin Quinn, if you do something awful to some woman, do not do that to me, man. Just don't. You got to say that now. You got to say that now.
Yeah, you got to be like, listen, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, just listen, dude. Don't do anything.
Don't be like every person.
Right.
Every man out there.
Right. Just don't. Be like Tom Hanks, everybody. Be like Tom Hanks.
Oh, yay.
I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Well, okay. So things that I'm doing.
Yes.
Currently, I'm doing the throwback night at Huge Theater. I'm in the La Ronde. And every time I get done with a show, my coach always makes a special point to point out that I did something well. So I'm feeling very confident at the moment.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Tell the people that don't know what that is what that is.
So throwback night is a show that Huge does, I think, quarterly. And what it is they take on three classic improv structures. And classic improv structures are things that all improvisers work on as they're training up. So I do the La Ronde, which is a... basically, you have a line of people, and so person A and person B do a scene together, and then person B stays the same character and then has a scene with person C, and then you go down the line, and then we do a montage at the end where we're all the same characters. We just play the same character throughout. But the beauty of a La Ronde is it gives you an opportunity to show the many sides of your character, because you're not always the same person with different people. So it's a really that's one of the things I love about it, is that you get to add so much depth to your character just by choosing a different reaction.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so I love it. I love character work. So it's a lot of fun. I think I spent the entire time this last show doing a British accent, which I'm terrible at. So I made sure to point that out. I was like, it's my accent. It's lovely because it just varies. You never know what you're going to get. Like, yes. That's what it does. It's my accent.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, like a bunch of us did British accents. It was hilarious.
I feel like accents would be more interesting if they varied more.
Yeah. Wouldn't it? Yeah, well, it's a lot harder to figure out where they're from.
Yeah. Don't overthink this, James.
Yeah, don't.
I think Sals is trying to excuse his Schwarzenegger.
My non-Schwarzenegger,
it's real bad.
Yeah. Well, I think. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they bring that up?
Yeah. Well, Jenna, knows. Yeah. My best accent is tough New York guy.
Oh my God, tough New York guy is my favorite. Holy shit. He makes me so happy.
Can we get a sneak peek? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the lines of the show.
Are we putting you on the spot?
A little bit.
And I've been drinking a little bit. We'll see how it goes.
You're an improv comedian. You can do this.
Hey, you know what? Don't tell me what I can and can't do, white guy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to my room.
Now I need a cigarette.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Maggie's just fucking everybody. Round of cigarettes for everybody.
Yay.
I gotta work my way into it. I need to play off of somebody.
I'm not the person.
You're not the person to play off of.
Play off of James. I'm sure he's good for it.
I don't know. Ask me a question. Ask me a question that a tough New York guy would answer.
Excuse me, which way is it to the...
Listen, I don't know what your problem is, but spit it out, because I ain't got time for this. Just go. Go, go, go. Come on. Come on.
Madison Square Garden.
You don't know how to get to Madison Square Garden? What is wrong with you? What are you even doing here?
I'm a tourist.
Oh, you're a freaking tourist. Okay. That's terrific. That's just what we needed, was more tourists. You know, you muck up the joint with your fucking flashes and you're like, oh, look it, I'm going to take a picture of myself in Times Square. You know what? Everybody takes a picture of themselves in Times Square. You're not special anymore. You're not special. It's not even a real thing anymore. What are you doing? You want to see New York? I will show you New York. Let me take you to this alley restaurant. It's down the alley. Come down the alley with me. Everything will be fine.
Yes.
The alley restaurant is my new Led Zeppelin.
You just literally take everything I say and just turn it into a Led Zeppelin album.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of their move.
Gotcha.
Just us. Not you. You don't participate in this game at all, motherfucker.
I mean, it was pre-James.
That's true. So I'm adopting, but I'm only leaning into it.
All right.
You're part of this show too, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm this shit now.
I have so much to apologize for.
Starting with your face.
Aww, all of the stupid shit that Matt has said over the years is now your problem.
Oh, God.
You should also apologize for Matt's face.
A list of women has appeared in my pocket.
Man, is that hitting the floor?
Who's Greta?
Oh, God.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Back out of that.
Changing topics.
What I meant to say is, I love
changing
you, Matt.
Changing topics.
May he rest in peace.
How about them Serbs?
This podcast is...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to say anything at his funeral.
Yeah.
Anybody
who has appeared...
I had the opportunity in past.
Anybody who has at one point appeared on this podcast and is no longer here, may they rest in peace.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
As a regular.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you do vilification tennis.
I do vilification tennis. I do that. I make the jokes. I make them funny.
Way better than I could have.
Yeah.
So much better.
Actually, how I got into Vil was I went to the Renaissance Festival when I was 12. And my mom, I was like, I want to see this. And my mom let me. And she regrets that a little bit. I mean, not as much as she probably should, but... Anyways, but actually, when I was in high school, she would always tell me, she's like, you should do this. You should. You would be so good at this, because I was such a mouthy kid.
You?
And,
no.
You know what's really funny is actually as a child, I was the sweetest kid. Like, I was super imaginative. And, like, I used to sing myself. I would make up songs and sing myself to sleep. And, like, I had a whole make-believe world where I worked at a place called Nookities, and I bought stuff. Like, I was trying to tell you, like
No, we were having this conversation before you guys showed up.
Yeah, like, because...
When my daughter promptly climbed up on her lap and just made herself comfortable.
Yeah, like, that was so me. I had, like... Okay, so I'll tell you the Red Caponia story, because it's good.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So my mom worked for Honda. She sold Hondas.
Okay.
Back in the 90s. So I was about, well, actually this would have been in the late 80s, because I was like 3 or 4 at the time. I was like 3. Anyways, so you know how there are, so she worked with a lot of really tough, sorry. You're she sorry. Worked with a lot of really, you know, she worked with a lot of male car salesmen.
Sure.
And I had every single one of those dudes wrapped around my little pinky finger.
Oh, I believe this.
People who hate kids loved me. Like, I was just precocious and adorable, and I held full conversations. Anyway, so my mom worked for Honda, and it's the night before she goes into work, she's sitting down with my dad, and so she trades in cars. She drives Hondas, and then she trades them in, and she test drives, you know, she drives them for a while, and it's just a thing that they do. Anyways, so she's talking about the fact that she's got to switch the car. So I come into the kitchen and I say, you need to get a Red Caponia, or you're telling your boss that you're moving to Pontiac.
Oh my God.
What are you confused about? It's a 3-year-old. Don't think it. Yeah. Don't think about it too hard.
No, you're okay. Way over
here. Like, just, okay. So I tell my mom if she gets a new car, she's got to be a Red Caponia, or her boss needs to know that she is moving to Pontiac, because those are the freaking lines that I have drawn for everybody. So the next day, my mom goes to work, and we lived way out of town. So my dad drives us into town, and we stop by my mom's because we're going to go grab dinner after she gets done with work. And so they're planning that all out. And suddenly I disappear, and no one can find me. And then so they start looking for me, and my mom's boss shows up with me in hand and says to my mom, when you're done here, can I just see you in my office real quick, just for a minute?
Oh my God.
And my mom's like, oh God, what has my daughter done? Oh God.
Oh my God.
I had gone into his office and got my finger a wagon right in his face and said, listen, either my mom gets a Red Caponia or she has to go to Pontiac, because that was the line I had drawn in the sand for everyone. So my mom goes back to the office. She goes, okay, what's up? And so he tells her what I did. Finger wagon. Like, all 3 years of my life went into that finger.
Yes.
And it told a story of what I was and wasn't going to tolerate in this world. and her boss goes, listen, I don't want to lose you to Pontiac, but what in the hell is a Red Caponia? So they go walk around the lot trying to figure out what this is. And Honda made a red station wagon that year. So she says, okay, put in all, because it still needs its tape player. It still needs to have a bunch of stuff installed. So install the stuff. I'll pick it up tomorrow. And my mom's boss went, no. You will bring the car back tomorrow. We will do that tomorrow. You are taking this home tonight. You are not going to Pontiac. So,
right.
My dad has us at the restaurant, and we're sitting in one of those big windows. You know how some restaurants have those big, like, picture windows? Like, you know, like a fast food place or whatever. And we're sitting in the window, and my mom pulls up in this ugly-ass red station wagon, and she pulls the car in front of our window, and she's like, I couldn't hear you, but I could hear you, because my whole face just lit up. My hands went against the glass. A Red Caponia!
Yes! Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was me at 3.
Brand new.
You and my daughter are spirit animals.
Pretty much. Like, I was trying to say, like, my mom tells these stories. Like, there are a million stories of me as a kid. Like, the time I had an imaginary boyfriend. The time I changed my name. Like, there are a million little Becky stories all over the place. But you don't actually believe that they're real. And, like, I didn't, like, there was, like, this element of disconnect from, like, because I don't remember any of this. I was 3.
Right.
But like seeing your daughter was just like, no, children, there are some children that are just, I get it now. Mom, my God. Like, but yeah, no, I was the sweetest kid. And my mom always asked me what happened, and I just don't have the heart to tell her. Like, we could get into that, but that becomes a completely different podcast. Everyone's going to need a box of tissues. And a good shower afterwards.
Oh my God. James, can you hand me the Kleenex right
there? As a side note, I totally want like a Sunday Funnies comic of Lil Becky.
Oh my God. Not little, though.
My daughter, we were setting up our tents this year, the weekend before Fest, and she wanted to go to Arthur's Knoll, where the Morrismen are. And because she wanted to see her friend Derek. And so we were like, okay, you know, we had a moment of free time. So we went up on Arthur's Knoll, and there was a couple people up there setting up their tents. And she walks right up to him and she goes, is my friend Derek here? He has black skin and black hair. And they were like, well, he's not here at the moment, but can we tell him? You know, basically they were like, can we take a message?
Right.
And she was like, well, I want to tell him a story. And they were like, oh. All right, could you tell us what the story is about? And she was, you know, she was like, guess.
Yeah.
And so they start guessing, you know, is it about, you know, this? Is it about this? She's like, no. Is it about this? No. Is it about treasure? Yes. It's about pirate treasure.
That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
And so the next day, we get a message from Derek saying, did your daughter want to talk to me? Because I got a message through the grapevine that a little girl really wanted to tell me a story. And we were like, yep, that was her.
Yep, that's her.
Yep.
And so opening weekend of Fest, that Saturday night, we're in the campground. And Derek comes down to our tent site and was like, you know, Lilibeth. And they're, oh, you know, and give each other a hug. Lilibeth fucking loves Derek. And Derek's like, I understand you wanted to tell me a story. And she was like, yes. And she proceeds to launch into this story. And my daughter is a fucking born storyteller.
I believe this.
Like, she told him a pirate story. And then and she was including phrases that I didn't know she knew.
Were there swears?
No, not okay. Swears, but just she was transitioning.
Okay.
She just, and then... Sure. This other thing happened, and this, you know, and she was remembering details from early in her own story.
Sure.
Like, nice. you think about
tying it all in.
You think about a 4-year-old story, and it's ramble. You assume it's going to be rambling, and she was like, no, the blue potion made you do this, and the pink potion made this happen, and then 5 minutes later the blue potion still did the exact same thing.
Nice.
Exactly. And and she finished this whole story, and Derek was just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I was just told a really good story by a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
All right. No, awesome. She's great.
Have you seen the YouTube video of the tiny French girl telling a story about the hippopotamuses and the crocodiles and everything?
I have not.
Fuck, it's amazing.
I'll try to
get you guys the link. you folks, you people.
Thank you.
The link. So that
we'll put it in the show
so
notes
that people can appreciate it, because it's, fuck, it's heartbreakingly adorable.
Aww. And then and then we'll imagine that little girl grows up to be an insult comedian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Great. So
you do huge.
Yes.
You do vilification tennis.
I do vilification tennis. I I'm actually, so I'm working on, I've submitted my stuff for Fringe, for the Fearless proposals and everything like that. Okay. So fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. And then actually, I keep a blog, called the Tinder Files.
Yeah,
which is about my dating.
Which is great.
Thank you.
It's
thank you.
Impressive.
Thank you. So I've been on Tinder for a little over a year now, and I've been documenting the awfulness of this last year. I'm actually a little heartbroken right now because I went on 2 dates with a guy, and we had planned a third, and he has now since ghosted me.
Oh, shit.
And, like, here's the thing. Like, this was the first guy that I was, like, excited about dating.
Yeah.
Like, I liked him. Like, I don't know if it would have gone anywhere, but I was just super enjoying liking somebody.
Right.
And, because it's, like... Oh, it is so gross right now. So trying to keep. So I keep a blog. I'm in the process right now of turning that into a podcast of my own, but we're not anywhere near the actual production part of it yet. But that's my goal, is to turn that into a podcast. So, which is something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to take and make it something more. But I wanted to get it. But my goal, but my line was a year. I wanted a year's worth of stuff, and then I could start thinking about what I wanted to take. Give it a chance to have a voice. Get it a chance to figure out what it was, what it's supposed to be. And it turned into a lot of humor, and then it turned into some really serious stuff. Like, because, you know, this has been a really hard experience for me.
Sure.
And like, I've really tried to make myself vulnerable because I don't have anything to lose at this point. Mm. It's either I start making myself vulnerable or I end up a spinster aunt. And, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a spinster aunt. It's just, I just want to have sex again. Sorry, I do. Just want to have sex again.
No, nobody is judging you on that one.
Nope.
Absolutely not. We
are super sex positive here, by the way.
Yeah.
In case you were curious.
I have been reading these with a huge amount of enjoyment and respect, because you absolutely do. All of the bad shit is just out there.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying.
Yeah, well, there was the one that was the most terrifying was the one where I talked about, like, my goal for this year is to get naked in front of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm riddled with anxiety, I have depression, and I've gotten to the point now where it's been so long since I've had sex that I'm afraid that I've put the penis on a pedestal, and I'm freaking myself out over something that is so unnecessary to freak out about, but that just makes me freak out about it more. Oh. So my goal this year is to get naked in front of somebody and just not in like a romantic way. I'm a theater person, so I change in front of people all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not the same thing. But yeah. So that was the hardest thing for me. And then it's hard. It's really like there's so many emotions going on all the time. And like, when you're trying to be a strong, independent woman, you're like, I don't need no man. No, I need a partner. I'm better with a partner.
Right.
I'm a better, like, we were talking about like what you're looking for. Like, do you have a type? And I'm like, I don't really have a type, but I'm absolutely looking for the type of person who brings out my silly. Because my silly is so much fun. Like, it's not something I do very often. It's
playfulness is super important.
But it is such a huge part of who I am. And like, because we were talking about it, like, you know, you have social butterflies and you have wallflowers. And I'm like a chameleon. I blend in to my surroundings.
Right.
And so people bring things out of me. People bring certain colors out of me.
Right.
And so people who bring out my silly are my favorite.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's what I'm looking for, somebody who brings out my silly.
Is your silly a more vulnerable you, or is it just a...
It's just that... I think I told you this. It's all an act. All of this, of Becky is an act. Like, that's just, it's all one layer after another. I don't honestly know where I begin and the act ends. You know what I mean? It's who I've always been. It's how I've always been.
Right.
But because of the people that I hang out with, a lot of the sharp, sardonic, sarcastic, the very heavy eye roll, you know, that's what you all inspire in me.
So you're looking for somebody who exposes the creamy nougat center.
Right. Well, like, because, you know, I know this might be really hard to believe, but given that I was such a sweet child, I'm actually a very loving, sweet, mm-hmm. kind, mm-hmm. giving person. I'm just not going to waste that shit on some motherfucker.
Hmm.
Like, right. That makes complete sense.
So, yep. So somebody who brings out my silly is worth putting that kindness well, effort into.
Someone you can be Lil Becky around.
Lil Becky. Yeah. Lil Becky. Lil Becky.
So you've just have you decided that you want it to be a podcast or you're not? You
still... Oh no! We're in the process of finding a third producer okay. to do the technical side of it.
Okay.
And to add in a third voice because it's me and another person, Chris.
Yeah.
She and I. She just recently joined Tinder, and so we'll have the dual perspective.
Oh. All
so
right.
We're just looking for somebody who knows the technical side of it, uh-huh. who can also be a third sort of like okay, let's because you know you need somebody to break that tie.
Mm-hmm.
And right. you need somebody who can see it from the outside rather than the two of us who are going to be, you know,
neck deep in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
so that's where we're at.
Awesome. I look forward to hearing it because I have been watching, like I said, reading the Facebook posts with a great deal of amusement.
Good.
slash
Dear God in heaven, how yeah, exactly. Like, this species?
Exactly. No, like yeah. some of it is just like, yeah, guys are totally like that, and I feel bad about that fact.
Well, and like so, last week I had to block somebody because I shared a story about how some guy was looking for a roast to flirt ratio, and so he just started calling me fat and ugly, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. When I told you that I did insult comedy for a living, I meant I did it well. When you said roast, I thought funny. But if you'd like to make a joke about me throwing like a girl or doing something like a girl to really just top off the fact that you don't actually understand comedy, you're just an asshole, you go right ahead.
No, absolutely, yeah.
Cause I like, and like that's legitimately what I said, because I got no chill no more.
Right.
Good.
No chill. But anyway, so I posted about this and some guy was like, older men, Becky. And I was like, I'm sorry. Are you trying to tell me that older men don't do this shit? Because that's fucking horseshit.
Right.
Or are you trying to tell me that you think this is an older man because he did this shit? In which case, I'm going to have to tell you that's also horseshit because this guy was younger than me. So right. they all do it.
Yeah.
They all do it.
Yep.
And he was like, no, I mean that you should give me a shot. And I was like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Dude. And he goes, and so I literally just wrote dude. And he's like, yeah, how you doing? I was like, no. That dude contained all of my disappointment in you. All of it.
Oh, my right? God.
I was like, how,
even I need a shower after like, that one.
Yeah,
my God.
So it's all been deleted before I could take screenshots of it and put it. I did talk about it in my next post because I'm like, listen, this is my platform. If you want to talk about your problems with dating, get your own platform. Or are you realizing that no one gives a crap that no one wants to listen to your whiny ass, you know, right. white dude problems?
I put up pictures of me holding a fish.
Right.
Ugh.
Left. Actually, wow. That's one of the posts is what all the left rules are. So fish, gun, half naked picture of yourself. If you've not written anything in your profile, or if you if you're vegetarian or vegan, left. Not that I disrespect your life choices. I'm gonna eat bacon in front of you because I can.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not gonna stop. What are some of my other rules? If all of your pictures are group shots, left. Like, even if I can tell which one you are, left. If you put yourself in a group picture as your first picture and the person in the picture is more attractive than you, left.
Yes. Oh my God, like, yes.
Because you have just set yourself up for failure and that's your own fault.
What about...
And if you have more pictures of your dog than yourself, left.
Okay.
Because I, like, listen, if what you're telling me is that your dog is more interesting than you are, and well, yes, I want to meet your dog, that's not what this app is for.
Yep.
The other thing I can't get over is how many men have told me they are in love with somebody else.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't. I've seen this a few times.
Yeah,
we've talked
seems
about it.
Like the most bizarre.
Yeah, they're like, so what are you doing on Tinder? Well, I'm really in love with this other girl, but she doesn't like me back. That is legitimately the response I've gotten on multiple occasions.
I can't even.
Like, listen, bitch, I got my problems, but I don't dump my purse out on your fucking couch. Like, back off.
Right. Mm.
So, please, when you do figure out, get everything figured out,
yeah,
and make, yes, this make this a thing, please let us know, because absolutely, we will tell everybody about,
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. All five of your listeners.
Sorry. Hey, I'm being mouthy. Seven. One of them's in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. I have eight if you listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, do I have to start listening to this now?
That is how I got
No.
I'm sure I'll listen to this because I love the sound of my own voice.
I just pulled in one or two sideshow people, so there you go.
Hi, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mark, oh, my God, have we hit double digits?
What? Ladies and gentlemen, let's lose them by doing a fast five.
Fast five.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those that do not know how this works, what we do
including Becky. So make sure you get it actually accurate this time.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm tired of your bullshit.
I'm wrapped with attention.
You know, go. Just go.
Look,
just
if
go.
You want it accurate, you are watching the wrong non-audio-visual podcast. So.
You're so good at this.
I know, right?
You're used to fluffing guys.
Oh,
like that.
My God. Like, look at you doing comedy all by yourself. Oh, my God.
I feel so validated now.
Gold
as a male.
Star.
Shit.
It's okay.
So what's a fast five, Salsa?
For those that do not know what a fast five is, what we do is we receive two messages from you, the listener. That is right, you, the person I am talking to right now who is listening on the train or bus or wherever it is.
How are you doing?
Yep. By the way, you've got nice eyes.
Oh, my God.
What we do is you send us two messages. One of them contains five A or B choices. We do not know what these choices mean. All we know is what you have provided us. And then we decide which one we prefer. After that, we open the second email, which contains the context, and we find out if we were right or if we really, really, really regret our life decisions. So
I already regret my life decisions. Yeah. I'm on this
to
podcast.
Be fair,
I'm winning this game already.
Exactly.
High five. Okay.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Mrs. Mudd.
Yay, Mrs. Mudd.
Hi, Mrs. Mudd.
Indeed.
That is the sexiest thing that's ever been said on this podcast.
Mrs. Mudd, I just want you to know right now how much we appreciate you and your time that you have taken in writing these things out for us this evening.
Indeed.
She's way better than we are.
Oh, my God.
We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, an amoeba is probably better than what I do.
I'm not going to argue.
She knows.
Accurate.
She knows. She does comedy.
She's had an amoeba.
Question number one.
Okay.
Jenna had a date like that once. Question number one.
Once.
Peanuts or almonds?
I'm allergic to peanuts, so I'm going to go almonds.
I like almonds, as long as they're roasted, because if they're raw, then I will die. So, roasted almonds.
I think I prefer peanuts to almonds. Jenna, murder aside. In those circumstances, almonds. But in other circumstances, I prefer peanut butter to almond butter.
That's fair. Mm. Peanut butter is superior. I've tried them all. Peanut butter is still superior. Sunflower butter, though.
Oh, sun butter is really good, but
it's not
peanut butter.
Peanut butter is good. It's just it.
Peanuts all day, every day, no question. Right. Give me a nice stare. I don't care.
Definitive answer.
Well, I really hope it's not which one do you hate. It's gonna go poorly.
Question number two: popcorn or nachos?
Ooh,
I'm guessing this is gonna be a movie snack. Mm-hmm. Popcorn is the ubiquitous one, but not.
I have so many questions about this because I love food, and it so depends on what movie am I seeing.
That's a good
point. You tailor your snacks to your movie?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, yeah, like you got like if you're going to see an action movie, you got to get popcorn and peanut M&Ms. If you're going to see a sad movie, just popcorn and gummies. If you're going to, if you're going to a Marvel film, then you got to get a hot dog. I don't know why, but you do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then your soda depends too. So if you're going to a sad movie, you got to go to the places that have the ones where you can mix your flavors.
Yeah.
Then you get a grape Sprite. But if you're going to an action film, Cherry Coke or a Great Mountain Dew.
Ooh. Holy
damn.
Shit.
Listen, I don't know if y'all know this, but I'm a pothead. I'm real serious about my food. Real serious.
you know, back in like the Renaissance times, where there was a whole language around the way a woman held her fan.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, we have just discovered the fan language. Oh my God. Or like the food.
The roses.
Yeah.
What roses are you sending? Yeah. The different colored roses. But, what flowers?
Like, holy shit. Language of flowers. There is a whole language around this that I was not aware of.
Nachos.
Becky, I want you to write... instead of the language of flowers, the language of concession stand food.
Can I get a ghostwriter? Because I'm terrible at that stuff. Like, everything I've created.
You give me the information, and I'm just going to lay it out there for you.
Because they produce.
We'll put it on Amazon. We'll get at least a couple people to buy it.
When I produced Anxiety, I didn't really. I mean, I structured the whole play out, but I had people write it. Like, that's. I structure things, and then I have other people write it because I'm terrible at writing because I just get so in my head.
Sure.
I'm a person who goes to like three, maybe four movies a year, and I was not aware that this was a thing. And so,
I don't think it's a thing for other people. Like, it's just I really
I am all in, and I want to know.
I have eight different types of appetizer, like frozen appetizers, to like just snack on because I love food. My life is based around food. Like Matt's, going to Matt's and getting Juicy Lucy's. That's what Joe and I do. Like everything, like every major thing is like I eat when I do it. Like my favorite thing is my mom's apple pie. Like that. Like I have stories about, you know.
I want to know more.
True. We were asking the wrong questions.
Like,
absolutely. Like, forget all your performance shit. I want it. Okay. Wait. No. Have you guys seen?
We can interrupt.
You guys seen the movie with Billy Crystal where he's on the cattle?
City Slickers.
Yes, City Slickers.
Or City Slickers 2.
No, the first one. The first one where the guys were with like the ice cream guys. Where they were matching, like the perfect ice cream to whatever meal. Okay, can you do
that? Like wine pairing?
Yeah, can you do that for a movie?
candy.
Okay, candy and soda. Candy and soda. Shit, you guys. Look, Casablanca.
Okay, then you just got to go classic popcorn and something without caffeine, just like a Sprite or something. Just keep it all incredibly simple.
Root beer
would be a good one.
Okay,
root beer, Sprite, something that doesn't. Yeah. Or even you could even go with like a grape soda, like a straight grape.
The latest Pixar movie, whatever that happens to be.
Oh, like Coco, like go to
Coco.
Yeah. Okay. okay, that one is a hot dog, gummy bears, and a fruit punch. Nice. Yeah. Yeah,
I approve.
Holy shit!
Yeah. What's the Oscar one that everybody's talking about? Shape of Water.
Oh my god!
Okay, no, that's a good one. So that one is a popcorn, plain M&Ms. But you got to mix them all together, and then and then red vines and because you're gonna need something. That one, I think that one would be a grape Sprite then. Yeah. Okay. Just something real mild. Something just to give it a little bit of flavor.
Shit. Sure. This is...
Oh my god!
Okay, fuck.
This is amazing. Okay, all right.
I'm gonna start messaging you. Like, I'm gonna go see this movie. What do I get?
Yeah. What about
just every movie I go to?
Midnight Rocky Horror.
Ooh. Shit. Popcorn, yeah. Sour Patch Kids, Cherry Coke.
Fuck. Okay. I know what I'm getting next time.
She didn't even have to think about that one. This I got.
I don't even know the code, and she said it, and I went,
Yeah. God damn, yeah.
No, and like so far, like every time you've been like this and this and this, I've been like, absolutely.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, and then like if you were to go to like a Fast and the Furious or like a Die Hard, then nachos.
Sure.
Nachos.
Okay. So like
nachos.
High octane bro movie.
Do nachos, Butterfinger bites, and what would you drink? You'd have to go kind of classic. I would say like a straight Coke.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Awesome.
This right here is a service that America needs.
It's true. America in particular.
This is an untapped market.
Yeah. yes,
that you could make a fucking killing.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, you are talking to the creators of the font cover, so we may have a skewed visibility here.
Real small niches are what we hit.
I'm just saying, don't be surprised if I text you sometime in the future. I said nachos.
Popcorn is always a staple.
I'm going popcorn because I can't have cheese.
That's also the thing.
Not even like the...
No, almost especially that. They use synthetic casein, which is almost worse on my body, shit. Honestly.
So fake cheese is worse than real cheese.
Kind of, yeah.
Processed nacho cheese is so good.
I know, you put that on poutine.
So much synthetic casein.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's made with nacho sodium cheese. Yeah. If you like to know.
Oh, also French fries. French fries are an everyday food.
I know what I'm getting for dinner.
French fries.
Nacho cheese. Just a bucket of nacho cheese.
I mean, that is literally what Taco Bell is doing.
Right, yeah.
Taco Bell is doing fries with nacho cheese now.
I'm going to have to start doing, because like sometimes what I like to do is like to go to Burger King and get a Whopper and then go to McDonald's and get their fries. But I think what I'm going to have to start doing is going then stopping at Taco Bell and then getting a bunch of cheese sauce and then I have three stops to make.
While I don't disagree with your culinary choices, way too much work for me.
Listen, sometimes when you're high, it's totally worth it. Every second is worth it.
Okay, that is something else that I need to send to you.
Question number three.
Yeah.
Peppermint or spearmint?
Ooh,
I honestly couldn't tell you the difference.
Spearmint.
Honestly, spearmint has a much milder, cooler flavor than peppermint, which is like a hard ice...
I've never taken the time to learn the difference.
If it's a gum, I'm going to go spearmint. But if it's a candy, I'm going to go peppermint. But for this, I'm going to say spearmint.
I'll go with spearmint.
I think I'm going to say peppermint because that's where I go more often for like tea.
Sure, that's legit.
Why not? Okay. I like making a mint tea concentrate type thing, like a mint tea syrup. Mm.
Okay.
Just have and put in things.
That's legit.
I love mint.
Yeah. Mint is pretty tasty. Question number four, Bubblicious or Bubble Yum?
Ooh, Bubblicious, because it's just funner to say.
That is more fun. I don't really do the bubblegum flavored bubblegums. I know Jessa loved the Bubble Yum, so I'm going to go that one for her.
I'm going to do Bubblicious. I don't chew bubblegum.
I'm going to say Bubble Yum, so. And that was what I grew up with. That one's the... Like the little cylinder, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No. That was the tape. That was bubble tape. Or I think where you like pulled it out.
No. Just like you open it up and it's like this rock hard little
The rock hard sounds right. Yeah.
Oh. Thing. You'd get them in for Halloween all the time.
Bubblicious all day every day. That's all I know.
I seriously have no idea which one is at the center of
Blow Pops.
Bubblicious.
Okay, Bubblicious. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Done. All right. Done deal.
Question number five. Pixie Sticks or Fun Dip?
Oh, Pixie Sticks. Fun Dip.
I got to go Fun Dip on this one.
Because they give you utensils that you can eat.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you finish all of the powder, you still get to just suck on that for a while.
It's yeah, you do.
As kids.
Jenna had a day like that once.
Yeah, I did. Once. So, no, as kids out at Fest, somebody would always bring the Pixie Sticks.
We used to snort them.
That was just a thing.
Shit.
Yeah, you want to see Renrats on Pixie Sticks. This is a glorious thing, I'm telling you.
I never ate candy growing up except during Halloween because my parents didn't want to spend money on it.
Right.
So the only time I ever had candy was when I was at summer camp.
Okay.
And at summer camp, they had the little, you know, store where you could buy things, you know.
Sure.
And one of the things that they had was the Fun Dip. Yeah. And I would get that Fun Dip, and it would sit there with the stick, where you'd lick it, and then you'd stick it, and you'd make it. It was so good. All right.
All right.
Was that all five?
How we did.
That was all five.
All right.
Let us find out which one we like. Question number... Oh, no, we have not included the context.
Oh, wah, wah. This is mud.
We just made decisions based on nothing.
No, we just need to open it.
We have to go back and forth now. That's fine.
Oh.
It's just more work for salsa, which nobody actually
cares. No, nobody. Yeah.
All right, question number one was peanut or almond?
Okay.
I said almond.
I said peanuts.
Peanut.
I said almonds.
Almond. Which do you prefer in candy bars?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sticking with almond.
Yeah, like a Snickers.
Yeah.
I used to prefer peanuts Snickers when I could have them. But...
In my opinion.
Okay. Right.
And lots of people have been wrong before, and that's absolutely fine that you are now.
I have.
I will say.
I have a penis. I usually am.
Don't make me think about your penis.
I have to back up. Becky got here before either of the two of you got here, yeah. And we were watching the new Ellen DeGeneres game show.
Yeah,
sure. There was these two couples that were playing this game, and they competed, and one couple won. And the thing is of the team that won, only one of them could advance to the final round. So the team had to decide which of them move forward. No, it was a husband and wife team. So Ellen looks at him and goes, okay. Which one of you is going to move on?
Who's always right?
Yeah. The wife goes, who's always right? And the guy's like, it's you.
You.
It's you. Off you go. All right. Nope.
Nice. Yes.
She's my favorite.
It was great.
So anyway, I do want to say, if I could still have peanuts, it would definitely be peanuts and candy bars.
That's fair.
But since I cannot, I will have to stick with almonds. That's
fair. All right. Question number two. And this is the one that sparked so much conversation.
Yes.
Popcorn or nachos?
Popcorn.
I said nachos, popcorn.
Popcorn.
I said nachos.
Nachos.
And popcorn.
Which is the better movie snack?
The more all-around, like all-purpose.
Yeah, all-purpose popcorn.
Yeah.
But I think we've discovered that it depends.
I think that's why I went nachos, is because popcorn is so ubiquitous.
Sure.
I'm almost... Like, it's... Duh.
I'll be honest, I will inhale popcorn.
Yeah. I love popcorn.
It really depends on the popcorn.
My dad has one of those popcorn makers, where it has the bowl, so you flip it over when you're done. And so I grew up on that type of popcorn with real butter and salt all the way to the bottom. Yeah. Like, maybe sometimes with, like, a little seasoning just salt and butter.
I have an air popper, and I fucking love that thing.
No, not an air popper.
Okay.
Where you actually cook it in the oil.
Mm.
So it's like a flat surface, and it has like a thin metal rod that like circles around the bottom, and then it has a bowl that goes over the top of it. And what you can do is the bottom or top of the bowl, if it's on top of the popper, it's the top of the bowl. It has a thing you can take off, a lid you can take off, and there are air holes in the top so that you can melt butter on top of it as your popcorn. It doesn't work as well as you think it does, so we would put it on afterwards, but you can literally melt your popcorn on your popcorn as it
butter. Awesome.
As it pops.
Oh my god, yes. At Showplace Icon, they have bacon popcorn.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, and I'm not talking like little tiny bacon-sized flicks. It's like chunks of bacon.
Like thick cut bacon.
Yeah, it is the most amazing thing on the face of the planet. I highly recommend.
Have you ever had truffle popcorn?
What?
No.
You've never had truffle popcorn?
No.
Okay, so there's a couple places that do it. The Sheridan Room over in Northeast, they do a truffle popcorn.
Do they then pop it in the truffle oil?
Yeah, so it's got like truffle oil. And then I think the Sample Room over in Northeast does it as well. But they make like a truffle popcorn, and it is
That's amazing.
Listen, I know all about food.
Yeah.
That's what I established. Where I work, we've got one of those portable, like, carnival poppers.
Uh-huh,
you
sure.
know, the little cabinet.
Yeah.
And so every Friday at 2 o'clock, one of the guys in my department just fucks off and makes popcorn for everyone in the building.
We have one of those at work, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty great.
Question, have you ever had dill popcorn?
Yes.
Oh, dill.
My world has been so empty for so long, and I never even knew this because I'm imagining this, and it's amazing.
I need to show you a video.
I've already explained to you there are boundaries in our relationship, and I would like for you to respect them.
Last year, I performed in Wisconsin Dells, and one of the at the Ripley's Believe It or Not, and the Ripley guy who owns Ripley's Believe It or Not also owns a couple places along the street there, and one of them is a popcorn shop.
Okay,
and they're one of those places that have like 60 different flavors of popcorn in there. And we got to
sounds
go back.
Like heaven.
Exactly.
We need to take a road trip.
So I've got a video. It's basically food porn where you're in the back and there's just tubs and tubs and tubs of different flavors of popcorn.
If we really want to talk about food porn, we should talk about the Great British Baking Show.
Oh my God.
And we have at Great Lakes.
It has happened on this podcast.
Oh, I believe it.
Well, we should probably get James to work.
Yeah. Sorry.
We're good.
We're still all right.
We've got time.
We don't want to run out of it.
Indeed. Question number three, peppermint or spearmint? Which flavor chewing gum do you prefer?
Spearmint.
I do, in fact, prefer spearmint.
Yep. Nailed it.
I like peppermint for most other minty type things, but spearmint is
chewing gum. I don't chew enough gum to know. I kind of grab whichever one is closest.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you which one I was in.
Well, then it doesn't matter. It's all wasted on you anyway.
Absolutely. I will stick with spearmint. Yay, I win. Question number four, Bubblicious or Bubble Yum? Which bubble gum did you chew as a kid?
Bubblicious.
Also, neither.
I really didn't chew a lot of bubble gum as a kid.
Like Big League Chew?
I did that. Noxious gum chewer when I was a child. Noxious.
I'll stick with my answer because the answer is neither of them, and I have to have an answer, so I'll stick with what I got.
Sure.
Yeah.
Me too. High five.
I'm going to go Bubblicious because of the blow pops.
Yeah.
Question number five, Pixie Sticks or Fun Dip? Favorite powdered candy?
Currently, or as a kid?
Fun Dip.
It just says favorite. So I'm going to have to go with this moment in time.
This moment in time, it's probably Fun Dip, actually.
Yeah.
I have...
Did not see that coming.
A delightful... childish nostalgia for Pixie Sticks, specifically at Fest, which didn't load up Ren Rats. That's great. But and also just we used to like just funnel it into like cups and just like do shots of Pixie Sticks stuff. Fun Dip has more
sugar
flavor. I don't know that it has more.
No, it has bigger pouches, so there's quite literally by volume more sugar.
Yeah.
Than a Pixie Stick.
We just had a lot of Pixie Sticks.
Well, yeah,
that's fair.
You make up for it. But yeah, no, it has more flavor, I think.
I agree.
There is one thing that I'm going to change my answer to Pixie Sticks because there is one thing that I do appreciate about Pixie Sticks, and that is Fun Dip is a commitment. So if I'm looking to like sit down,
so
and
you're
enjoy,
non-committal.
Oh no!
Go figure.
He's a guy. Commitment is not our thing.
Yep.
I wasn't even talking about men at that point. I was just talking about James.
Yeah.
Fair. Yep.
But
that wasn't even directed at men.
Yeah, I understand that if I am having Fun Dip, that this is something that I'm going to be doing for a while.
And or is a Pixie Stick?
You know, you can just like just you don't need to like savor it that hard.
I'm gonna start calling relationships Fun Dip. are you guys like a
Fun Dip relationship or Pixie Stick relationship?
Yeah.
I think this is a fucking excellent metric.
I like this.
I'm just saying you can shotgun Fun Dip. I wouldn't recommend it.
Shotgun Fun Dip is my new concept.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to send us a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. Please send two emails, one of them containing the questions and the other one containing the context, and repeat those questions in the second email so we don't have to jump back and forth. If you have never submitted one before in the past, or if it's been a long time, we will jump yours to the top of the queue. And if you somehow manage to get a physical copy to us, that will absolutely be number one on our list. I am glad I was able to get through that entire thing with enough energy.
Do you know what would have made it easier, though?
I really think that... breathing surprisingly is not as effective as some caffeine from delicious.
It's got to be the right caffeine. True Stone coffee is good coffee. Yeah.
Yep. It gives me the energy to get through the day. I worked at home. I worked from home today, and so I had the best coffee.
Oh yes.
That I have had at work for a really long time.
Yeah.
Because I have True Stone coffee at home.
It's very true. I did the same thing.
The only problem is that jerk that I work with keeps not making more coffee, so I had to do it myself.
Oh, I hate that guy.
By which you mean you.
Yes.
Yep.
So if you want to make more coffee, and in fact, if you want to get more coffee, where can you go? What can you do?
You can go to truestonecoffee.com, and then you can get yourself a variety of different coffee beans, all roasted very, 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 like, recently. In fact, they will print the date right on that bag so you know when it was roasted. Then you can get yourself some great t-shirts and some glassware and stuff like that. And then you go to the promo code...
Apropos!
It's spelled apropos.
And you will get 10% off of your order of all of that delicious, delicious caffeine and swag.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got coming up, kids? At least three of us got something coming up this
Friday. I have something coming up.
Oh, you're going to talk first.
I know.
That's fine. Whatever.
It's kind of my thing.
I'm going to go with that. That's fine. I'm just the guest. There are boundaries to our relationship.
I'm just the guest. That's fine. You go first.
We're saving you.
You know, it's fine. You go first.
We save the guests for last. That's what
they are. I'm just kidding. They're called jokes. Don't worry about it.
I don't understand
humor. I know you don't.
I'm a guy.
I know.
This Saturday, the 27th at Phoenix Theater is Fearless Presents Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
Woo! Oh, God, I've missed it.
That will be at 10:30 p.m. again at the Phoenix Theater. We have a lot of the people that you will recognize from past Big Fun Radio Fun Times. We have Christopher Jones. We have Don Krasnowski. We have Angela Fox. Charles Hubbard will be there. And I will be providing sound effects for that. I think that's really the only thing I've got coming up for a while now. So what else we got?
This Friday, you can see The Rest of Us at Vilification Tennis.
Another problem!
Vilification Tennis does comedy!
Finally!
Now that salsa's gone, we can finally get down to brass tacks.
Cut all the dead white weight.
This Friday, 10 o'clock, Bryant-Lick Bowl. Go get your tickets now. Just do it. Just do it. James and I are going to be vilifying together. Yes.
What?
Yeah, we're going to lose so hard. I mean, we're going to win so hard.
A long string of teammates better than myself. This is no exception.
Yeah.
I mean, I did beat you.
I remember.
Okay, good.
He was there. Back
yeah, then. That's why I have no contention about you saying that you won 26. You fucking absolutely did.
Yeah.
Because you beat the shit out of me.
I did. All of you. Yeah. I crushed all of you.
Yeah.
Fine powder.
And then snorted it like a
pixie stick.
Like pixie stick.
Or.
And then I dumped it in my nacho cheese and ate it with my fries.
Jesus Christ, callbacks!
I think that's all I've got for a while.
Does this apply?
Ooh.
What is the best snack combination to watch a Vilification Tennis show with?
Oh.
Oh. A beer.
Yes. Okay. That works.
Followed by another beer, followed by another beer until you're funny.
All of this. No.
So like
again,
seven,
nailed
eight
it.
Of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
It could take a while.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to build it.
And then honestly, like if we're on it, because we're going to be at the BLB. Are we at the BLB or are we at the Renaissance Festival?
BLB.
Okay. Then you need to get, well, I don't know if they still do it, but if they do, they have a turkey club with avocado.
Yes. Mm. Fucking love that. And they do still have it because I had it last month.
That, and so, and they used to do.
I can't believe I've been doing this right.
They used to do like fancy cocktails, and I don't know if they do anymore because I've kind of been cutting out hard liquor lately.
Sure.
But they used to do a Deuterino, which was a really great White Russian. So White Russian with that, followed with beer chasers.
Oh my God, that sounds so, you're so fucking good.
Listen, I eat professionally, and no one pays me.
A savant.
Gotta stop throwing that shit away.
That's what I'm saying. Is you should be. You could be.
Oh my God.
Listen. I get that y'all need to turn me into Guy Fieri, but I just need y'all to calm down right now.
He's so mad. You don't understand.
More than Anthony Bourdain.
Okay, you know what? Nobody likes you.
It's not just me.
No. No, it never has been. No, it was never just you.
Oh, what else you got coming up? James? Anything? Anything? Anything?
Vil?
Jenny, anything else?
I'm good for now.
Becky, tell us all the shit.
Well, actually, on Friday, you can see me in a double Header. What the shit? At 8 p.m., you can catch me at Huge Theater doing La Ronde at Throwback Night at Huge with my lovely, lovely cast that I'm very, very excited about because we're going to do some beautiful improv. Mm-hmm. And then at 10:30, you can see me at Vilification Tennis Does Comedy with these fucking assholes.
All right.
Yep.
That sounds like a fucking night.
That's accurate.
And then you can actually see me every Friday except for the weekend of the Super Bowl because I'm getting the fuck out of here. Every Friday night at 8 p.m. at Huge Theater for Throwback Night with my Laurent team until the end of February. Ooh. And then I don't know what I'm doing after that, but I'm sure I'll have something.
Yeah, it'll be Saturday. Awesome. Uh-huh. All right. If that is all we
That's all I got.
That's it.
Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much to our guests for being here.
You're welcome.
And for putting us all in our much-needed place.
You're welcome.
And to all of you listening, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.